On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me right now on the phone, my man, Joel McHale. Joel, how are you?
I'm well. How's your shoulder?
Thank you so much for asking. It is all right. It's not fantastic, but it is hanging in there.
You need to get the surgery, dude. You look fantastic, and you're going to bounce back faster than you can imagine how quick you're going to bounce back.
Gosh, that's so funny that you remember. You know, the thing is, Joel, I've gotten busier since I've seen you, so I can't afford to be kicking it in a sling for, what is it, a month, 2 months?
You're like Alexander Hamilton. You are nonstop, and I don't know what you're running away from, but look, just tons of Advil is not gonna do it, man. You got to get that thing cleaned out, and you get the bones first shaved down, and then you can box all you want, and you're gonna feel like $1 million.
All right, buddy. You know what? That's my Christmas present to myself. I'm gonna do that.
I will do the surgery.
Did you guys ever spar?
We didn't get a chance to spar. Joe, I'm still waiting. You've gotten some busy. It's an open invite. Please let me know. And you know what, Joe? You know what I've started doing recently too, because I got my son into it, and then now I'm all in, is jiu-jitsu.
Oh my gosh. It's always nice to know that that when dealing with you, you're basically a registered weapon. Are you hoping that at some point, for whatever reason, Tom Sizemore tries to get an interview with you and he grabs you and you have to choke him out or break his arm or something?
I'm just the fantasy. I'm constantly waiting for the opportunity to present itself. Yes, I love the Tom Sizemore reference. That's fantastic.
Well, I just would be worried if I was really good at jiu-jitsu that I would be like asleep and my wife would be next to me, but then I'd have some really vivid dream, and then I'd wake up and I'd have her in an arm bar, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I don't know what happened.
I haven't thought about that. I could use that as an alibi with my
sorry, honey, I'm a weapon.
But
I'm a weapon, and I are.
Hey, man, I was happy to hear about your new show, and congrats on the success, The Great Indoors on CBS. For anyone who may not be familiar with it, please break it down for us.
Well, all you really have to know is that it's on after The Big Bang Theory, and so just watch the most popular show in the world and leave your TV on, and then see me. It's about this guy who's got a really bad shoulder,
Great premise.
If you really want to boil it down to what it actually is, it's a workplace comedy with three different generations, and I guess the loudest one is the millennials, who my character makes fun of all the time because they all want trophies and never want to lose. They're always winners. And then you've got Stephen Fry, who's older than me, and he's like the older generation, and he's a living genius. And you have like Chris Mintz-Plasse, who played who was in Superbad and a million other movies, and he's absolutely hilarious. And so hopefully people will see that and buy in. I mean, it really helps that we're on after The Big Bang Theory. That's like, it's like getting into Harvard because your dad bought a building.
That is some serious real estate there, and obviously the network believes in you and the show to put you right after Bang. And do you think, Joel, the criticism of the way you guys are portraying millennials only proves the show's point?
Yes. We have been criticized by millennials for literally the criticism is that we aren't as sensitive as you think. you're being oversensitive about this because you're being portrayed as oversensitive. so it is a snake that is eating itself, and we love that. I mean, I think every generation, I mean, we all have our, there's all these stereotypes about different generations, and we are exploiting that one. And we make fun of Gen X too. We Generation Xers are absolutely entitled and think they're better than everybody else and think they have better music and better food and they dress better, which they don't. They as is pointed out often. And if you watch the show, my character actually gets it worse than anybody. So don't worry if you're listening, millennials. You get your licks in too. It's great.
Yeah, but millennials are terrible.
Yeah, they basically are.
Conclusion: all millennials are terrible.
And I heard the set's a little dangerous, man. Too. What's up? You cut off part of your finger? How'd that happen?
Yeah, me and Jimmy Fallon are competing to see who can cut off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was just stupidity. That wasn't it wasn't like the set of, I don't know, like 24 or something. No, I just happened to have a very sharp knife in my pocket. And the prop guy said, "Do you want the dull knife?" And I was like, "No, don't worry, I'm awesome." And that turned out, the knife came open in my pocket during a rehearsal. Slid the end of my finger down the edge of it, cutting the edge of my finger. It was a very sharp knife. And I began to bleed, and I bled all over my script. And there's a couple people on set who, you know, those people that if they see blood, they faint.
Right.
There was like a number of those people.
Oh no. And
so that was just very pleasant, and I had it sewed back on, and then I posted it on Instagram because, much like a millennial, I must let everybody know about every bit of my life.
That's one element, though, I can agree with. I enjoyed the follow, or I enjoyed following you in the posts and stuff. And then, Joel, I saw this, too. You signed on to a new movie, Assassination Nation.
Yes.
Bella Thorne, Suki Waterhouse. I'm assuming you're going to kill people? What's the deal there?
I think it's not a horror movie or anything. It's a modern retelling of the Salem witch trials through kind of social media. My character is, I think he starts out pretty nice, but you realize he has some deep character flaws. And it does not go well for him or people around him.
Got it.
There's lots of funny jokes in it, but it is definitely not an episode of The Big Bang Theory.
And this is cool. You're also producing a new show on Go 90 called Crashed, and you're basically surprising fans with their favorite celebrities.
Yeah. So this would be like, if you like did gymnastics in high school, and all of a sudden Gabby Douglas shows up, and one of the greatest gymnasts of all time, and then you're like, oh, and then she will show you how to be a gymnast, and you get those actual real reactions from the people. It's kind of like if a shoulder surgeon walked into your office, right? You would just light up like a Christmas tree and go like, "Oh, could you help me?"
I love the through line. That's cool, man. That's a fun show like that. Perfect timing for something like that. It's all feel good, and I can imagine the reactions are awesome. Yeah.
I rarely, as you know, I am a cynic. And like with The Soup, I'd make fun of all sorts of stuff. And people are like, but this show seems positive and people are genuinely happy. And I was like, yes, there is a side of me that is like that. And this show is like the purest form of that. That people, it's that one, that little dream sequence of like, well, what if Muhammad Ali showed up to this boxing gym and it was 30 years ago or 40 years ago? You would fall backwards from it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So I can't obviously have, that's impossible now, sadly, but it's those moments that I think are captured, and that's I know it sounds odd that I'm promoting something that's positive and fun, but yeah, that's why I like.
If you need someone to show up to a boxing gym, we have an injured Mario Lopez for you. So,
I think there's a number of boxers out there that are like, I wish a one-armed Mario Lopez show up to the gym. And I could just really lean into his right side.
I'm a spar today. I'm going to use this as motivation. Hey, which celebrity would you like to have crash your life?
Other than you?
Other than me.
Sorry. Boy, that is a good, if you had said like John Cleese from Monty Python were to walk in and do a scene with me, I would be pretty awesome. Or if Samuel L. Jackson, I think he's one of the best actors in the world. If that were to come true, I think the phrase is, lose my.
Yeah, that's the technical.
It's actually the phrase of the day. You win something.
So that's the phrase of phrase. Think for me. How about for you, Mario? If someone walked in and like, who would be one of your idols?
You know, doing this show and Extra for my gosh, almost 10 years. I've gotten to meet everyone on my bucket list. I mean, I still get excited when I see them, but I've actually gotten to fortunately, to meet all of them, right? From like De Niro
Did you ever get nervous around anyone when you first met them?
Yeah, but it's like an excited nervous.
Right.
Because you never want to meet the people you look up to, or at least for me, for fear that they might be a jerk, right? Because then you're like crushed. What are you going to do if these guys are not cool and all these years looked up to them? But for the most part, they've been pretty cool, fortunately. The last guy on my bucket list was Clint Eastwood. I never had the opportunity to interview him, and I always loved Clint, big Western movie guy. And so anyway, and he happened to be hella cool. He was super cool and very gracious with his time, so it worked out well.
Great.
Yeah, so far so good.
I find that, like they say, never meet your heroes, because as you were saying, you might be disappointed that they're jerks, but that only happens like 10% of the time. That the other 90% are relatively like very cool and all that, but there are that other 10% that you go, oh, you're awful.
I've met those too. Fortunately, they weren't my heroes, but there's a list for those folks too. Hey man, before That's I let you true. Go, Joel, I want to put you on the go spot ahead. With quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Please.
Least favorite food.
Pat.
Did he say cats or pass?
I think he said pass.
Oh. I thought he said cats.
Pass. All right, fair enough. Pass. First.
Least favorite. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead and answer.
Go ahead and answer that.
The least favorite food is diesel fuel.
Yeah, it's not tasty.
First car?
Volkswagen, 1965 Volkswagen Bug. My dad paid $200 for it, and it literally ran for 2 days.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
Wow, you're too tall for a bug. Did you fit in there?
Surprisingly not. They're actually a pretty tall cab.
They got that bubble deal. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay.
It's the only car you could fit in.
Yeah, I drove an 89 Nissan Sentra for many years, and that was always too small for me.
Favorite reality show?
Oof. Of all time, that is... I'm gonna have to go with Strange Love with Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh wow, that's a classic. Yes.
Yeah. Or being Bobby Brown, even though it's all ended in tragedy, was the craziest show I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, another classic. Yeah. Time travel destination.
6 minutes ago.
You relive all this magic.
We actually started 8 minutes ago, so he had two good minutes.
I've regret so much that I've said.
Who plays you in your life story?
I'm going to go with Meryl Streep. do no wrong.
Overrated.
Overrated, and yeah, failing actress.
Right. Hey, well, Joel, man, I'm happy for all your success. It's always great to talk to you. You know, I think you're the best.
Well,
and
we should really talk in about 2 months to see if the show gets picked up. So
all right. Yes. And please, once again, open invite anytime you want to train. Let me know.
All right. Can I bring a knife?
You can bring a knife.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to win.
And everyone, you can catch Joel's new show, Crashed, at go90.com. And, of course, starring in The Great Indoors Thursday night on CBS. Thanks for checking in, bro.
Thanks, Mario. Good to talk to you. And good to talk to you, Tim.
Yeah, you too.
Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.